还是很不舍得亚沙龙。
And David still wasn't still care much for Absalom.
要出城的时候、啊、在城门口跟他们讲，拜托拜托，留我儿子亚沙龙的性命，不要把他杀了。
So when the soldiers are out battling against Absalom's army, he told his soldiers, "Do not kill my son Absalom."
阿兵哥才不理他了，因为这个人很不孝啊，这个对爸爸不义又不孝。
And, but the soldiers could care less about this command because Absalom was disobedient and even wanted to murder his own father.
要杀爸爸，而且在光天化日之下，为了让大家死心啊，跟爸爸的太太做坏事。
And so he wanted to kill his own father and he did evil in the eyes of God.
那所以阿兵哥哦，看到他一个情况，就把他杀了。
And so when the soldiers saw an opportunity, they just killed him.
啊，这个大卫一直哭啊。
And but David kept crying.
亚撒龙，我儿亚撒龙。
And he kept crying, says, "My son Absalom, my son Absalom."
啊，真的，我们的孩子对我们在忤逆哈、哦。他们有问题啊，我们真的会哭啊。
And so, even though our children may be disobedient, but when we think about,
就是骑脚踏车去学校，在乡下的时候。
And when I was younger, in the countryside, I used to ride the bicycle to go to school.
那我知道有一个村庄的比我大的，不叫同学了，同校的哈、哦，他在学校里面受伤了。
And so there was a classmate of mine, a slightly older, and he got hurt in school.
那我们因为离学校有一点距离，那个妈妈都在村庄的头那边等我们小孩子骑车回来。
And because we're a little far from the school, and so most of the village mothers, they will wait for their children at the entrance of the village.
那回家，那个妈问我的儿子怎么没有跟你们一起回来呢
？And so when we entering the village, the mother asked, "Why is it that my son is not with you?"
我说啊，他受伤了啦。
And I just simply say, "Oh, he got hurt. Yeah, I got hurt. He's in the hospital."
这个妈妈很奇怪，不但哭，而且马上昏倒啊。
And so this mother not only she cried and she passed out on the spot.
我就不晓得那个妈妈哦，爱孩子，那个心有时候你真的很难想象。
So it's hard to imagine how the parents love their children.
所以我们遇到事情无助，我们很自然就哭泣。
And so when we feel helpless, we often will cry.
你看跟随大卫的600个人呢，我们圣经这样讲，他们叫勇士。
And for those who 600 who follow David, we call them the warriors.
他们本来住在喜格拉，那他们出去打仗了。
And so originally live in other location, but then they carry out battles.
亚玛力人趁他们不在的时候，就把他们村庄里面的妇人小孩通通抢走。
And so when the enemies saw that. There was an opportunity, and they took all the women and the children from the village.
那个勇士跟大卫回来一看，哇，太太孩子通通不见了。
And so when David and the warrior saw what happened, all the women and children were taken.
那这些敌人叫亚玛力人，是有名的坏蛋。
And so these enemies, there are vicious men.
啊，所以圣经讲那个勇士哈、哦，哭到没有力量了。哭到力量都没有了。
And so they kept crying until they have no strength left.
所以看到那个男人不是没有眼泪啊。
And so it is not that men are without tears.
但是实在是没有遇到真的让他们伤心的事情。
It's just that there's no reason for them to cry.
所以哭到不但没有力量，到最后还愤怒，还要想要杀大卫，真的太生气了。
And so they're so angry to the point they even try to kill David.
那不只是我们这个情绪上难过的哭啊，难过的时候哭啊，我们快乐的时候没有办法用言语表达，也是用哭的。
And sometimes when we're happy and but we cannot express in words, we may also cry.
我们看创世纪的29:11。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 29.
创世纪29:11。
Genesis 29:11。
我们知道雅各用现在的话可以讲是一个宅男呢、啊。
Jacob, he left home very early. Jacob actually he never left home. But first time he left home, he went very far. But his brother wanted to kill him.
那他遇到自己的舅舅的亲人的时候，他怎么表现
？So what happened when he met his relative？
我们来看雅各书的29:11。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 29, verse 21.
29:11.
Then Jacob kissed Rachel and began to weep aloud.
看到家人,看到自己舅舅的女儿啊, 真的是情不自禁。
And so when he saw his own relative, and he couldn't control himself.
你看那个约瑟啊, 17岁被卖。
And so Joseph was sold at the age of 17.
十几年到30多岁啊, 都没有见过爸爸。
And from 17 and on, he hadn't seen his father.
直到当了宰相啊, 把爸爸接过来。
And until he became the prime minister of Egypt, he took his father to Egypt.
圣经讲他们见面的时候呢, 他伏在爸爸的颈项上哭了许久。
And Bible says that when his father arrived, and he cried with his father for a long time.
那是一个想念的眼泪啊, 那是一个喜乐的眼泪啊。
That was a tear of joy.
那个喜乐已经用言语表达不出来了。
And so the joy could not be expressed by mere words.
所以就掉眼泪啊。
And so they cried.
小弟离开台湾来美国一段时间。
And so I have left Taiwan and moved to America for quite some time.
当时没有 Skype。
And at the time we have no Skype.
打电话也很贵。
And a long distance call was very expensive.
记得啊，父母亲第一次到来美国看我的时候。
I remember when my parents first arrived in America to see me.
我很印象很深刻。
I remember very clearly.
没有拥抱，也没有亲吻呐。
And we did not hug, we did not kiss.
那不是我们的文化。
Because that's not our culture.
那我看到我妈妈的眼睛里面呢，泪水在眼里面打转。
But I see that there were tears in my mother's eyes.
我在想，她一定是那种爱哦，那种思念，那种喜乐。 就是表现在这个泪水里面。
And so I figured all of her love and her longing and it's all within this this drops of tears.
你叫科学家来分析那个泪水是什么？
And so if you ask the scientists to analyze the content of the tears,
他可能告诉你是CO2加上一点点盐分。
He said, oh, it's just probably water and some salt.
但是其实那个眼泪常常是人跟人之间的bonding啊。 那种 emotion bonding 的一种表达。
And but tears is actually an expression of human bonding.
那是超越言语的 一种沟通。
It is a communication that's beyond human words.
但是我们哭啊, 有时候很自然, 有时候神要问我们为什么要哭。
So sometimes it is natural for us to cry, but sometimes God will ask us, why do you cry?
有时候我们的哭是, 不是很恰当的哭啊。
Because sometimes when we cry, it is not exactly appropriate.
我们来看圣经上有几个例子啊, 那个哭是不恰当的哭。
Let's take a look at some example in the Bible where the crying may not be appropriate.
有时候妇人啊, 那种无理取闹的哭啊, 是不太恰当的。
And some of the crying out of irrational crying, it's not reasonable.
我们来看四世纪的第十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Judges, chapter 14.
这个是在记载参孙的婚姻。
And here records the marriage of Samson.
他们请客流水席大概办了十几天哦。
And so this is a huge wedding banquet for more than 10 days.
对不起，七天哈。Excuse
me, for 7 days.
那这个七天流水席哦，大概要花很多钱。
And of course, it may cost a lot of money to have such a big wedding banquet. And Samson perhaps wanted to make some money, and so he made a bet with the people. And Samson was very wise, so he gave a riddle and no one can solve. And, but the cost was very high because clothing at the time was very expensive.
结果会议室人就猜不出来，那就要罚款。
And the Philistine, they couldn't figure it out, so they have to pay the cost.
那菲利士人就去找他们同村的人，就他太太啊， 要答案。
And so the villagers asked Samson's wife to get the answer.
那你太太怎么跟老公要答案的？
And so how does the wife get the answer from the husband?
我们看四世纪的14章16节。
Judges 14, verse 16.
14章16节。
Judges 14:16.
14章16节，参孙的妻在丈夫面前哭啼说。 你是恨我，不是爱我？你给我本国人出的谜语，却没有将意思告诉我。参孙回答说：“我连父母都没有告诉，岂可告诉你呢？”
Verse 16 does. Then Samson's wife threw herself on him, sobbing, "You hate me. You don't really love me. You've given my people a riddle, but you haven't told me the answer. I haven't even explained it to my father or mother," he replied. "So why should I explain it to you?"
七日宴席之内，她在丈夫面前哭啼啊。
And verse 17, she cried the whole 7 days of the feast.
到第七天，逼着她说，她才将秘密告诉她的妻啊，她就告诉本国的人。
So on the seventh day, he finally told her because she continued to press him. She in turn explained the riddle to her people.
七天的蜜月，七天的哭泣。
And so for 7 days of honeymoons, 7 days of non-stop crying.
这个实在是很烦人呢。
And this is really troublesome.
这个一烦到这个，算了算了。 这个钱是小事啊，夫妻的感情才是大事了。
And to the point where Samson said, "I just forget about it. We'll take care of something else."
但是这样哭啊，参孙也不高兴啊。And
but after all these cries, Samson wasn't happy.
我们看十九节啊。Verse
19.
神的灵大大感动参孙，他就下到亚斯伦基，击杀了30个人，夺了他衣服，将衣服给了差出蜜的人。参孙发怒，就上父家去了。哇，这个生气了，这个自己的家不回去了，回爸爸的家去了。
And the Samson got very angry, and then he returned to his father's house instead.
所以有时候，这种情绪性的、不讲道理的哭啊，有时候会带来家里的一个悲伤。
And so some of the irrational type of crying may even cause trouble in the family.
拉结不能生孩子。
And Rachel couldn't have children.
她姐姐拼命一直生。
But Leah kept on giving children.
她就嫉妒啊。
And then she was envious of Leah.
她就跟老公说啊,
and so Rachel told her husband,
如果你不给我孩子,
if you don't give me children, I will die in front of you.
这个雅各就说, 诶, 生不生孩子是神的事情, 跟我什么关系啊?
And then Jacob said, whether you have children or not is a matter of God. What can I do?
那这两个又生气了, 彼此又吵架了,
and then they began to shout at each other.
所以有时候我们这种情绪性不当的发泄，有时候带来家里的困扰。
And so sometimes inappropriate release of emotions may cause issues in the family.
我们看箴言的19章13节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19.
箴言19章13节。
Proverbs 19, verse 13.
箴言19章13节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 13.
19章13节，愚昧的儿子是父亲的祸患，妻子的争吵如雨连连滴漏。
Verse 13, a foolish son is his father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping.
我们看21节,
let's turn to chapter 21, verse 9.
21章第9节,
chapter 21, verse 9.
宁可住在房顶的脚上，不在宽阔的房屋和争吵的妇人同住。
Better to live on the corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife.
有一次我看一个电视新闻。And once
I was looking at a TV article news.
一个老公在接受访问。And
there was a husband receiving an interview.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他把帐篷搭在他的屋顶上面。Because
he put a tent on top of his roof.
没有住家里，没有住房子里面，住屋顶。He
did not want to stay in the house, but rather stay on top of the roof.
我就想到这一节。So
I thought about this.
那记者问他说，你为什么住帐住住住住？
And so the reporter asked him, why are you staying in a tent on top of the roof instead of in the house?
他说，跟我老婆讲哦，绝对不可以让狗进我们房间睡，他偏偏就要让狗进房间睡啊。So
he said, I told my wife, do not let the dog into the bedroom.
结果两个就为了狗而吵架。And
so because of dogs, they started to yell at each other.
那个先生就来执行这一节啊。And
so the
carry out.
So the husband carried out his words. And so this is kind of funny sometimes. Sometimes crying and quarrelsome is inappropriate. And Chinese saying that in the family, you will cry and you will fight and then you will threaten to commit suicide.
这个是情绪性的，这是不恰当的。And
these are all inappropriate release of emotions.
那在我们人生的生活当中，有时候因为那个贪心得不到的哭泣，也是不恰当的。And
so in our lives, if we cry because we couldn't get some of the things that we don't deserve to get, it's also inappropriate.
我们看民数记的11章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 1.
民数记11章。
Excuse me, Numbers 11.
11章第4节到第6节。Numbers
11, verse 4 to 6.
民数记11章4到6节。Numbers
11, verse 4 to 6.
他们中间闲杂人大起贪欲的心。11章第4节。Chapter
11, verse 4 through 6.
这是从贪心开始的。And
so this cry, this wailing, began from greed.
第4节。
Verse 4.
所以色列人又哭嚎说，谁给我们肉吃呢？有节。
Verse 5.
我们记得我们在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼，也记得黄瓜、西瓜、悔菜、葱、蒜。第六节。
Verse 6.
现在我们心血枯竭了，除了这麻辣以外，我们眼前并没有别的东西。我们都要看第四节。
Verse 10.
摩西听见百姓各在各家的帐门口哭嚎，主的怒气变大发作，摩西就不喜悦。哇，这个哭到大家都不高兴了。
And so everyone crying in front of their own tents, and the Lord was displeased.
有时候我们不知足，我们想要更多的时候，大家都很难过。
And sometimes because of discontentment, and we always want more, and out of greed, and we cause a lot of issues.
主耶稣跟我们讲，我们要学外邦人去烦恼吃喝穿的事情。
Lord Jesus tells us that do not be like the non-believers, worry about eating, drinking, and other things.
如果我们为了得不到人间的东西啊，其实我们拥有不少了，但是因为得不到更多而来哭泣啊，这常常也会惹神生气哦。
And actually, we have already received much materially. But if we cry because we wanted more, and this may bring upon the wrath of God.
因为以色列人走旷野，他们也没有种，但是却早上每天早上收玛纳。
So the Israelites, while they in the wilderness, they do not have to cultivate the land, and yet they get free food, manna, every day.
走那么多路，但是脚没有肿，鞋子没有坏。
And so they walk such a long journey, their sandals do not rot, and their feet.
旷野那么热，没有冷气，可是有云就来遮他们。
Became sore, and there will be clouds to cover them.
晚上很冷啊，在旷野里面呢。
And because in the wilderness it's very cold.
没有晚上很冷，没有暖气了，神用火柱来温暖他们。
And even though there's no heater, but God will use pillars of cloud, pillar of fire to warm them up.
所以他们眼睛没有看到神的这种恩典跟预备。
So they do not see the blessings and how God provided them.
在旷野的地方，你想吃他们以前种的，这怎么可能呢？
How can you eat the food that you used to eat in the wilderness?
所以圣经上讲，这是贪欲的心呢。
And therefore, Bible classify that as a greediness.
那这个是大家一起哭，哭到摩西生气了，神也生气了。
And they kept crying until Moses became angry and God became angry.
就好像我们的小孩子哈，
Just like our children.
他什么都有了，你什么都给他了。
And our children already got everything.
啊，但是呢？他这么小，他就是要一个很大的这个同学的 party 啊！但是你这个时候你这个时候可能就没有这个能力。
And so you gave your children everything already, but he wanted a big party, just like his classmates, and perhaps you can't provide that.
那个时候他这个要求，你会觉得说这个小孩子实在是不懂事。
And then you would wonder this kind of request is really childish.
那你会也会生气啊。
And then you make it
angry. 有时候我们哭是不是跟这个有关系呢？
And so are we crying for similar things?
像小孩子那么不懂事呢？
Just like little children.
贪欲的心，为了肉体的欲望来哭。
And we cry because of greed, because we wanted more.
有时候哭是我们真的很绝望。
And sometimes we cry out of despair.
那这种绝望来自于我们的信心不足。
And this kind of despair is because our faith is insufficient.
这种哭啊，好像也不是很恰当。
And this kind of crying is also inappropriate.
我们来看民数记的十四章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 14.
一到三节。
Numbers 14.
民数记十四章一到三节。
From verse 1-3.
这个他们本来要进入迦南地了。
And so they were just about to enter the land of Canaan.
派12个探子去窥探。
And so they sent 12 spies to look at the land.
10个人啊报坏信息。
And so 10 people reported bad news.
你看哦，他们很高大，我们像蚱蜢一样一踩啾一声，我们那就死掉了。
It's like these people are so tall and great. If they step on us, we're like grasshoppers.
他们不敢进去啊。
And they're afraid to enter the land of Canaan.
他们就害怕。
So they became afraid.
他们就哭泣。
So they began to cry.
我们看十四章第一节。
Chapter 14, verse 1.
民数记十四章第一节。
Chapter 14, verse 1. Number chapter 14, verse 1.
当下全会众大声喧嚷，那夜百姓都哭嚎。第二节。
Verse 2.
以色列向人众人向摩西、亚伦发怨言，全会众对他们说：“巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或死在这旷野。”第三节。
Verse 3.
神为什么把我们领到那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子孩子必被掳去，我们回埃及去岂不更好吗？哇，整个晚上大家都在哭啊。
So the whole night, everyone crying.
大家就是很烦呐、啊，为什么要白白走这一趟呢？为什么不早早死掉呢？带来这边还要死在刀下面。
And so they thought, why don't we just die in Egypt? Why don't we even take the journey here? We get here to get killed?
这样的哭啊，其实是一种 对人的哭啊，发怨言的哭啊。
And this kind of a crying, is really out of grumbling.
啊，这是没有信心的哭啊。
Is this kind of a cry out of lacking of faith?
神怎么 comment 这样的哭呢
？How does God comment this kind of cry?
我们看十一节。
Verse 11.
十四章十一节。
Chapter 14, verse 11.
主对摩西说：“这百姓藐视我，要到几时呢？我在他们中间行了这些神迹，他们还不信我，要到几时呢？”第十二节。
Verse 12.
我要瘟疫击杀他们了，所以。神说你们这种哭啊是藐视我啊。
Verse 11, the Lord said to Moses, How long will these people treat me with contempt?
这个是不信的表现。
This is an act of unbelieving.
你看这一路来啊，我给他们多少神迹啊。
And so on the way here, look how many miracles we perform. I perform.
把你们带出来，怎么可能把你们放弃掉呢
？If I bring you out of Egypt, certainly I will not forsake you.
所以。这种哭啊，也是惹神生气。
And so this kind of crying also brought much anger.
生活当中，我们遇到一些困难。
So sometimes in our lives, we may encounter difficulties.
其实这个困难其实是神常常为了装备我们、成全我们一个过程。
And so this kind of difficulties is a process to equip us.
但是我们小心啊，那个时候就有时候发怨言，对人哭啊。
But sometimes we may cry to people and then we grumble.
这个。有时候我们也不小心落到这样的情节。
Sometimes we may have this kind of issues.
小弟记得自己啊，抽到海军陆战队签的时候。
I remember when I was when I thought I'd be assigned to the Marines.
啊，真的是很难过。
I thought it was very sad.
那个时候也是一直哭啊。
And so I kept crying.
是那么瘦，怎么参加海军陆战队？这个神为什么不听我祷告呢
？He says I'm so weak physically. How can I be a Marine? How come God doesn't listen to my prayer?
那个时候还年轻，哭到哦，那个同学。女同学都来说，男生这么不勇敢，抽到这么签就哭得这么厉害。
And I was young and inexperienced. That even some of the girls that I know and they say, "Can he be a man? He's so weak and he just assigned to the Marine. Look at the way he cried."
这是没有信心。其实挖掘到神给我们预备是最美好的。
And it was indeed a lack of faith. Actually, what God prepared for us was the best.
但是当时不知道，很小心。
But the time I didn't know, my faith was very little.
一个姐妹遇到一件事情，她很难过，睡不着觉，一直哭。
And so the sister who kept crying because she had some issues.
那个神为了要提醒她，给她做了一个梦。
And so God reminded her and gave her a dream.
她梦到自己啊，一直拿一个圆锹在挖地。
And she had a dream that she took a shovel and she was digging.
越挖越深。
And she kept digging the hole, and the hole gets deeper.
挖到蛇都从里面跑出来了。
And to the point where snakes coming out of the hole.
她还是不仅仅继续挖。
But she continued to dig the hole.
挖到一只，她说彩色的龙啊，从地上都飞上来了。
And to the point, even a colorful dragon flew out of the ground.
啊，她吓醒了。
And then she awoke.
啊，神在提醒她。
And it was God's reminder and
warning. 你再不坚强，没有信心，再这样伤心下去哦。
If you continue to hurt yourself by mourning,
你会 depressed 的，你会走不出来的，你会被自己所挖的洞埋死的。
You'll be buried by the own hole that you're digging.
你会给魔鬼留地步的。
Because you'll be giving Satan a foothold.
啊，所以有时候我们哭啊，我们要反省一下，我为什么哭
？So when we cry, we need to think and reflect why am I crying?
这是什么样的情况？这是合神心意的哭吗
？Under what circumstances am I crying? Is this according to God's will?
这是小信的哭吗
？Is this because lack of faith?
这是贪恋的得不到的哭吗
？Is it because out of greed?
这是无理取闹的哭吗
？Is it because irrational?
啊，这些在圣经上看起来都是不是很恰当的。
And none of these are appropriate in the sight of God.
有时候耶稣问我们呢，告诉我们不要哭了。
And Jesus tells us, "Don't cry."
是一种安慰。
And this is a comfort.
也是一种提醒。
And this is also a warning.
我们来看路加福音七章十三节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 7 verse 13.
情况没有我们想的那么糟啦。
Things are usually not as bad as.
有主耶稣在，就有盼望。
If Jesus is with us, there is hope.
所以耶稣安慰我们不要哭。
So Lord Jesus, He comforts us, do not cry.
提醒我们不要哭。
And Jesus remind us not to cry.
七章十三节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 13.
路加福音七章十三节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 13.
主看见那妇人，就怜悯他说：“对，怜悯他，对他说，不要哭。”
Verse 13, when the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry."
啊，不是死了啦。
And your son is not dead.
他是睡着了啦。
He was merely asleep.
大家一直哭。
Everyone kept crying.
大家也是喧嚷。
Everyone just making noise.
啊，这个耶稣说不要哭。
But Lord Jesus said, "Do not cry."
所以有时候我们要听听主耶稣的提醒。
So sometimes we need to listen to the reminder of Jesus.
主耶稣的安慰。
And the comforting of Jesus.
你为什么哭？
Why do you cry?
Jesus
resurrected.
Why
are you looking for the living among the dead? This is the most glorious moment.
The
more joyful moment.
Why is it
that your eyes are not open?
Why are
you still looking for the living among the dead?
So
Lord Jesus asked Mary.
天使也问玛利亚,
and the angel asked Mary,
你为什么哭?
Why are you crying?
我说我们要想一想,
and sometimes we need to think about
it. 有一种哭啊, 它是主耶稣喜悦的。
One type of crying, pleases the Lord.
那我们来看一看,
so let's study from the Bible.
我们看马太福音五章,
Matthew chapter 5,
五章第四节,
Matthew chapter 5 verse 4.
啊，这个我们都很熟哈。
Now, we're familiar with this passage.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Chapter 5 verse 4, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
那什么样的，什么时候的哭哀痛真的是有福气的呢？
And so, under what circumstance that when you mourn, you'll be blessed and comforted?
我在想哦，无论我们怎么哭哦，我们要先确定对象。
And it doesn't matter how we cry and when we cry, we must.Have the right target or the focus.
对人哭跟对神哭是不一样的。
There is a difference between crying to people than crying.
一天到晚跟摩西跟亚伦抱怨哦，其实神会生气的。
And if every day you just grumble to Moses and Aaron, and God will become angry.
但对神哭啊，神有时候是很怜悯的。
And but if we cry to God, and God is merciful.
我们来看约伯记十六章二十节。
Listen to Job chapter 16 verse
所以当我们哭啊，我们要确定我们的对象啊。
So when we cry, we must.Make sure we cry to the right person.
我们来看约伯记十六章二十节。
Job 16:20.
十六章二十节。
Job chapter 16 verse 20.
我们要尽量到神面前哭啊，对人哭有时候是没有功效，没那么大。
We want to come to the presence of the Lord to cry instead of crying to others because it's not as effective.
啊，甚至有时候还会带来一些不好的结果。
And sometimes even bring forth bad results.
我们看约伯记十六章的二十节。
Job chapter 16 verse 20.
我的朋友讥笑我，我却向神眼泪汪汪。
Verse 20, my intercessors is my friend, as my eyes pour out tears to God.
有时候我们人跟人之间互动，这怎么样的表达我们的感受，对方都不了解。
And so sometimes when we interact with people, others may not understand. They don't know why we're crying.
但是耶伯说他是向神眼泪汪汪。
And, but Job here says he cried to God, he poured out his tears to God.
他向神眼泪汪汪，最后神解决他的问题。
And because he poured out his tears to God, therefore God solved his problem.
证明神是满心怜悯大有慈悲的。
Prove to us that God is merciful and full of compassion.
您看那个约拿心里愁苦。
And so,
那个不是哈拿心里愁苦。
So Hannah, she had trouble in her heart.
她的对头啊，抓到好机会就来刺激她。
And so her enemies, or her adversaries, will find way to provoke her.
她的先生很爱她。
And her husband, loved her very much.
问她说：“你不要因为没有孩子哭嘛。
”And she said, "Do not cry because you don't have any children."
有我不是比这个孩子更好吗
？Isn't it better to have me loving you than having 10 children?
那其实她也不是对先生哭啊。
And she wasn't crying to her husband.
你看、哦、她真的是很有涵养、啊。
And she was a very classy lady.
你看她等大家吃完饭之后，她才。跑到圣殿里面去哭、哦、
And so after the dinner was over, she ran to the temple to cry.
啊，一直哭，一直哭。
And she kept crying.
神借着以利的口跟她讲。
And so through the mouth of Eli, God told her.
神听你的祷告了啦，你可以平安回去了。
God heard your prayer. You may go in peace.
啊，所以你跟神哭，那神给你安慰。
So if you cry before God, God will comfort you.
神给你成全呢。
And God will grant you a wish.
啊，不能生孩子的，终于生孩子了。
And so even though she was barren, she gave birth.
一天到晚对摩西跟亚伦哭，哭到神都生气了。
And but the Israelites instead, they cried to Moses and Aaron to the point where God became angry.
啊，所以啊，圣经讲，我们要把我们的重担卸给神。
So Bible tells us that we must relieve our burdens to God.
不要把我们的 garbage 哦 dump 在人身上。
And you don't have to.Do not dump your garbage on human beings, on others.
但是神是慈悲怜悯的。
But God is full of mercy and love.
所以我们要 知道神真的很疼我们。
And so we must know that how God loves us.
我们看以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章十九节到二十一节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19.
以赛亚书三十章十九节到二十一节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19 to 20.
三十章十九节到二十一节。
Verse 19 to 21. Isaiah 30, verse 19 to 21.
百姓必在锡安，在耶路撒冷居住，你不再哭泣。主必因你的哀求的声音施恩给你，他听见的时候就必应允你。请读。
Verse 19, O people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will hear you. Verse 20.
这边看到真的神会听我们的哭声哦。
And here is that indeed God will listen to our cry for help.
会擦去我们的眼泪。
And he will wipe away our tears.
二十节，主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，一眼必看见你的教师。二十一节。
21.
你或左或向左或向右，你必听见后面有声音说。这是正路，要走在其间。
Verse 20, although the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eye, you will see them. Verse 21, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear the voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk on it.
这个我们人生遇到困难，有时候好像吃饭喝水一样。
So when we encounter difficulty, it's just like eating and drinking.
这个实在是最基本的都出问题了。
And so even the most basic elements in our life may become an issue.
困难这么样的平常，像水跟饼一样，一直来一直来。
And so difficulties and afflictions is just like water, it's just like bread, keep coming.
但是你好好的走到神那边去。
And but you walk.To the presence of the Lord.
后面有一个声音会跟你讲。
And there'll be a voice telling you.
这个就是你该走的。
This is the way to walk.
真的，你会知道神在困难当中要我们学什么。
And you will learn how God wants you to do and wants you to learn in adversity.
你会知道神的路啊，不会给你这个难道走不下去的。
And you discover that the way of the Lord will not be so difficult that you cannot continue on.
所以我们要确定我们的对象。
Therefore, we must lock in our targets.
有一种哭啊，其实是。蒙神喜悦的就是为罪来哭泣。
And so one time of crying is really acceptable in front of God is to cry for your sins.
那常常觉得自己很软弱，真的是亏对人跟亏对神。
As often we feel we're very weak and we're unworthy of God and people.
我们要为我们的软弱来哭泣。
And so we should cry for our weakness.
因为常常啊，你为软弱担忧难过的时候。才有办法让你的生命可以调整方向，走到对的方向去。
And only when we feel sorry and we cry for our weakness and our sins, and then we can correct ourselves and walk on the right path.
我们看马可福音十四章七十二节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 14.
马可福音十四章七十二节。
Mark 14:72.
彼得这个时候很软弱。
This time Peter was very weak.
他已经否认主耶稣三次了。
He already denied Jesus three times.
鸡叫了。
And the rooster crawled.
他想起主耶稣对他所说的话。
He remembered the words of Jesus.
马可福音十四章七十二节。
Mark chapter 14, verse 72.
立时鸡叫了第二遍，彼得想起耶稣对他所说的话，鸡叫两遍以前，你要三次不认我。思想起来就哭了。
Verse 72. Immediately, the rooster crawled.The second time, when Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times, and he broke down and wept.
思想起来。
And when he remembered,
他思想什么？
What did he remember?
耶稣跟他说，
Lord Jesus said,
撒旦要塞你像塞麦子一样。
That Satan want to sift you like wheat.
但是我已经为你祷告了。
But I already pray for you.
他正在这个不承认主耶稣的时候。
And so while he was disowning Jesus,
他看到主耶稣的眼神啊，回头过来看他。
He saw Jesus turn back and look at him.
那个眼神啊，一定触动他的心弦。
And so this look of Jesus touched him.
所以他想起这件事情，他就哭了。
So we remembered, he cried.
当我们为罪哭的时候。
So we cry because of our sins.
神真的会安慰我们。
And God will comfort us.
神会让我们坚强起来。
God will give us strength.
从那个时候开始啊，彼得就不一样了。
For then on, Peter was different.
你看有一个城里来的罪女。
And there was a woman, a sinful woman from the city.
不敢走到耶稣面前去了。
And she was afraid to approach Jesus.
她只是坐站在耶稣的后面。
And she sat behind Jesus.
因为她的罪太多了。
Because she thought she was very sinful.
她一直哭，一直哭，一直哭。
So she kept crying.
她的眼泪湿了耶稣的脚。
And she used her tears to wipe the feet of Jesus.
她用自己的头发擦耶稣的眼泪。
And she used her own hair to dry the tears.
用嘴亲耶稣的脚。
And then used and she kissed at the feet of Jesus.
用油抹耶稣的脚。
And then she used and she anointing Jesus with oil.
你看他那个罪啊，觉得很重哦，所以在面耶稣后边哭啊，一直哭，一直哭啊。
And she felt she was all so sinful, so she kept crying behind Jesus.
耶稣说，因为他的爱多，所以赦免也多。
And Lord Jesus said, because she loved much, therefore she'll be forgiven.
所以我们知道，这在神这种眼泪啊，在神面前是极其宝贵的。
And so these kind of tears is very precious in the sight of God.
我们才结束我们的学生联会。
So we just completed our student spiritual convocation.
或者是 IHTS 哈。
And we also the high school original.High school theological seminar.
你看那个学生到最后满满的回家那些人。
And we see all the students return home full-hearted.
就是在开始的时候，他懂得好像拿一根刀哦，插自己的心啊，主啊，原谅我吧，我实在是对不起你啊。
Because many of the students, when they came, they repent to God, say, Lord, forgive me, for I'm unworthy of you.
当那一个人真的好像拿一根刀啊，一直插自己的心啊，插到流血，在神面前这样子悔改的时候呢
？It's when a person indeed pierces his own heart and repent in front of God.
我知道神呢、啊、都会怜悯爱他们，给他们力量。
We know that God will give them strength.
啊，你为什么有福气的哭了？就是为我们的孩子来哭。
And the second, another, type of crying is to cry for our children.
那这是耶稣叫我们做的。
This is what Jesus tells us to do.
路加福音二十三章二十八节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 28.
路加福音二十三章二十八节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 28.
二十三章二十八节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 28.
耶稣转身对他们说：“耶路撒冷的女子，不要为我哭，当为自己和自己的儿女哭。”请读。
Verse 28, Jesus turned and said to them, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, weep for yourself and for your children.
这个应该指着主后七十年这个耶路撒冷会被攻陷。
And so this was a prophesied of that 70 years after Christ, Jerusalem will be destroyed.
圣殿的一个石头没有连在一个石头上面。
And there is not even a stone will be laid on top of another stone.
大灾难要来。
A great disaster is coming upon them.
所以很多孩子会受遭殃。
And so many of the children would die.
所以要为自己跟自己的孩子来哭。
He says, weep for yourself and for your children.
我们有时候如果是一个 很有情绪化的人、哦、很多情绪。
And so if we're a very emotional type of person, we may have a lot of emotions.
就会掉眼泪、哦、
And so we may cry easily.
可是也会影响到我们的孩子、啊、
And if we do that, we may affect our children.
但是我常常觉得很多事情我们要避免在孩子面前做。
And so some there are things that we should not do in front of our children.
那也要为孩子来哭。
And we should also weep for our children.
为他们的信仰来哭。
We should weep for their faith.
为他们的那种人格啊不成全的地方来哭。
And we weep for their weakness, areas they need, where they need to improve.
我听到一个弟兄做见证，我很感动。
And I heard of a brother's testimony, I was deeply touched.
这个弟兄哦，这个做错很多事情。
And this brother, he committed some wrongdoings.
那很多很多错事就对了。
And so he did a lot of bad things.
啊，甚至下过监牢。
And he was even put in jail.
生前啊，他妈妈生前我跟他同工过。
And so his mother, When she was alive, I used to work with her.
她一直跟我讲一句话。
And she told me this.
帮我这个孩子祷告。
She said, "You must pray for my son."
我说怎么祷告
？I said, "How?"
我说我们来，请你帮我这个儿子祷告。我们来祷告哦，祷告到哦，有一天我神哦拿鞭子来鞭我儿子，他就会回头，要不然他现在不可能回头了。
He said, "We keep praying to the point where God will bring a whip to whip him back to the church. Otherwise, he'll never return."
这个孩子不乖到妈妈过世之后，他还是一样流浪。
And so this child was so disobedient, even after his mother passed away, he continued to wander.
你知道这个孩子怎么回头的吗？
Do you know how this son returned?
他有一次啊，神让他看一个异象。
One day, God let us all in vision.
那时候他妈妈已经过世大概三四年了吧。
And at that time,
不止哦，一段时间了。
At that time, his mother may have passed several years already.
他看到啊，妈妈那个年轻的样子哦，那个影子啊，跪着在为他祷告了。
And she saw a vision where.When her mother was still young and kneeling down, pray for him.
啊，感动。
And when she saw this vision, she cried and she moved.
感觉那个那时候，神好像用那个电啊，天上的电，拿那个电下来鞭他哦。
And he felt like if God was striking him with a shock of electricity.
在那一次之后, 他就回头了。
And after that, he returned.
我就觉得很奇妙, 那个妈妈过世了, 妈妈的祷告还effective哦, 还有功效啊。
And so even though the mother passed away, but her prayer is still effective.
真的是很感动哦。
And this touched me very much.
所以我们不可以放弃我们的家人。
So we should never give up on our family members.
我昨天在伊丽莎白教会一个姐妹做见证。
And so yesterday in Elizabeth Church, there was a sister who testified.
她常常为那个不幸的家人来哭啊, 她的先生来哭了。
And she often
为他们祷告。
Cry for her husband who doesn't believe, and she
就看到神奇妙的带领哦。
And she saw wonderful guidance of God.
她最后讲一句话, 很刺动我的心。
And she said something that touched me very much.
如果连我们都 give up 我们自己的家人，谁还会记得我们自己的家人呢？
And she said, if we give up our own family members, then who else will remember?
所以我们为什么哭？
And so, what shall we cry for?
他说有些眼泪在神面前是很有价值的。
So some of the tears are very valuable in front of God.
为我们所爱的流泪。
We should cry for those who we love.
为我们的罪来流泪。
We cry for our sins.
我们在神面前流泪。
And we cry before God.
神要用那种 把桶哦，他的那个瓶子啊，把我们每一滴的眼泪收集在他的瓶子里面。
And God will collect our tears with a bottle.
因为那是蒙福的眼泪。
And because it is a blessed tears.
我们为什么哭？
So why are you crying?
我们一起来唱诗。
Oh, let's sing him. 422, 432.
433首，433是不是？433首。
433首，433首，433。